Hey, welcome guys to the third episode of the 3-Day Road book, which we were discussing for the past 2 days. And let's begin. So one quote which I would like to mention from chapter 9 was that none of those who are here today can call me a useless bush Indian ever again. They may not say it out loud, but they know now that I have something special. So basically, this chapter represents the social question of race. Xavier and Eliha are natives, so to some members of the troop, they are viewed down upon than everyone else. In this chapter, we see this negativity towards Xavier and Eliha go away because of their skill in battle. As discussed in this chapter, Xavier and Eliha are becoming more skilled as soldiers and are slowly becoming excellent snipers. Xavier is also a better shot from Eliha, but Xavier states that Eliha is still the best killer. Towards the end of the chapter, Xavier is feeling better about his place in the trenches. He feels that now he has found his place among these men, and all of them know that he is a worthwhile ally to have. I think that Xavier is actually starting to like being in the army compared to the earlier chapters. He no longer feels that nobody really notices him. Now he and Eliha are getting lots of attention. The race issue they face is slowly disappearing, and since Xavier and Eliha are also skilled in combat, they are no longer viewed as useless Indians. They are now viewed as equal soldiers. Based on what I know, it seems like the discrimination that natives faced back home in Canada is much more than in the army. I think this is because in the army, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, as long as you kill the enemy and keep yourself alive. As I progressed further in the book, I made an observation that Xavier's personality is being shown his guilt, self-doubt, and desire to be liked. So these glimpses of Xavier's personality remind me of a character from The Hunger Games. The character that Xavier reminds me of is Peter Mellark. All of these qualities that Xavier has are also ones that Peter shares. In the book, he is also portrayed as a character that has self-doubt issues. Also, he feels guilty when Katniss gets injured to get him medicine. The desire to be liked is shown when he tries to join the Alpha group in the beginning of the games. Xavier is shown as a very emotional person, meaning he always takes feelings into consideration. Xavier also has a protective instinct towards Eliha. This protective instinct is also one that Peter has. He tries really hard to make sure Katniss is safe, even by risking his own life. Xavier also isn't a stone-cold killer like Eliha is. And one more thing is, killing people and death is not something Xavier is used to, but Peeta is the exact same in terms of dealing with killing. All these factors are why Xavier and Peeta are so similar. It's just an observation which I made when I read the book. So there were many questions which like many people asked me about the book, but one which I really thought was like important, or like I wanted to answer, was like, why is Niska fascinated by the white trapper? In my opinion, a possible answer could be like, I think there are several reasons why Niska becomes interested in this man. One of the big reasons is he is the only white person she has come into contact with for a long time. Once leaving the residential school, Niska stayed in the wilderness and mostly lived by herself. The only people she came into contact were the Awabatuk, the other natives who live in the wild, right? So also she has not been around many men either. So he was a new experience for her. Another reason could be like why she become interested in him was the fact that he was a trapper like her. She lives in the wilderness and must catch all of her food in order to survive. She has become somewhat of an expert in this field, and she feels that man was doing it wrong. His technique was different from hers. So she felt a little bit of competition to see who has the best method. The rivalry between them is evident when you look at the fact that she tried to sabotage his lines. She first doesn't really like him that much, but slowly her feelings toward him grow to more of a loving than hating nature. She kind of gets attracted towards him, and the hunter is also very mysterious in Niska's eyes. Like it said in the chapter, she doesn't even know who the hunter actually is. She just observes him from afar. Her final encounter with the trapper happened because she didn't really know what to do, and she lured this mysterious man into her tent and just let her feelings take over. She decided to listen to her body and do whatever it wanted to do. As I now know, there are several aspects that led to Niska's fascination with the white trapper. Another quote which I found interesting from chapter 13 was like, "As fine as Eliha, but I don't have the killing instinct for men." The significance of this quote is like, from chapter 13 gives us a good idea of what Xavier is truly like. He, at the heart of all things, doesn't like killing other people. Based on my reading, it seems like he thinks it's wrong to take another life. He's a sniper, so he has killed his fair share of men. This action gives us a great insight as to why Xavier is never as comfortable as Eliha around the other soldiers. His situation is very strange. It's like taking a vegan and making them work as a butcher. Chances are they are going to feel really bad and wrong about what they are doing. He also has added responsibility because he comes from a line of Wendigo killers. It's his duty to take human life. I think if given the choice, Xavier would change his decision about becoming a soldier. I think the other soldiers see this weakness in Xavier, and they can tell that he really doesn't want to be there. The one thing that people respect in his marksman abilities, Xavier is an excellent shot. The thing that Xavier is starting to see in Eliha is that a change is coming over him. Eliha seems to truly enjoy killing people. It's in his blood. Xavier is seeing the rift coming up between them, and Eliha is more and more focused on killing and becoming the best soldier, while Xavier is trying to make sense of his situation.